for the dumbest arguments ever.
Matt joins us today for the dumbest argument ever. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're good.
Hey, we're good.
We're good. What's going on with you? Who are you arguing with?
Oh, it's my girlfriend.
Could have guessed that.
Yeah.
What?
No, this is the most ridiculous thing. I got yelled at for drying off after my shower.
You got yelled at for drying off after your shower?
What do you mean?
Were you just supposed to be staying around wet all day? What?
The whole thing is, she's annoyed because she comes in the bathroom and the bath mat is wet. I shower, I get out of the shower, and I dry off right there on the bath mat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that her problem is that she thinks I should be completely dry before I get out of that shower.
Oh, like she wants you to dry yourself off in the shower.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And, you know, it's such a stupid argument. I mean,
All right, hang on. What's your girlfriend's name?
Oh, my God.
She's Sharon.
All right, let's call Sharon and find out what's going on here.
Hello.
Sharon?
Yes.
Hi, how are you, Sharon?
I've got a cold and I can't really talk. Who is this?
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Sharon, my name's Mark Kay and I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Sharon.
The radio station.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay, how are you guys?
We're good.
Okay, so what's the occasion?
We actually have your boyfriend Matt on the phone. You can say hi, Matt. He told us that you got in a big fight over how to dry off after you shower.
Yeah, you don't like the way he dries himself when he's wet.
Oh my God. Oh, seriously, Matt, really? Yeah, he drags water all over the place.
Hey, it's Mark Kay for Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose.
He takes a shower and he gets out and he's got kind of long hair, and so he's just got like a lot of water falling off of him. And I mean, it's gorgeous hair. He's gorgeous, but he gets out of the water and he just it's like there's a towel rack right there.
Yeah.
So that you can dry off while in the tub. But I was like completely dressed and I was wearing an outfit with like tights.
Right.
And so I come in and I'm like dressed. All I have to do is put on my shoes and get out the door. I come into the bathroom. The floor is soaking wet.
Oh my God.
My tights are totally soaked. And so I had to like not only just not like change my tights, I had to like take off my tights completely, change. It was like added like another, and I already felt like ass.
Right. Yeah, no.
I would be so annoyed too.
So annoyed. I was like, just dry off in the shower.
Yeah, dry off in the shower, not out of the shower.
Dry off in the shower.
All right, Matt. Matt, have you always dried off outside of the shower?
I got to say, it depends on the situation. I mean, if you have opaque shower curtains where you can't see anything, it's nice to have a little light. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I dry off most of the way outside of the shower. I think most people do.
I'm trying to think about what I do. I think I start drying off in the shower.
Yeah.
And then I exit the shower. I don't have any hair, though, so I don't have that problem.
Yeah. But, like, you get, like, almost completely dry while you're still in the shower, and then you step out into the bath mat, and then you...
And then you check your email.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hang on one second. I mean, that might have gotten some important messages.
Send out a few tweets, you know.
I like to look at my Facebook to see what I missed in the 4 minutes since I was in the show.
Refresh the Instagram.
All right. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. What is the proper way to handle this? Do you dry off while you're still in the shower, or do you exit the shower, stand on the bath mat, and then dry off?
You dry off in the shower.
Okay, right. No, we understand your position, Sharon. 340-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Hey, Shannon from St. Augustine. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great, Shannon. What do you want to say about the dumbest argument ever about where to dry? In the shower or out of the shower?
Actually, I don't believe it's the dumbest argument ever. I think more men need to be aware of this situation because women are the ones who are cleaning up after them most of the time.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, yes. No, that is true. So what is your take then? What is your advice for men?
Dry off before you get out of the shower.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
because
only makes sense.
When you get out, even
get the floor wet.
Right, because even if there is a bath mat, if you're soaking wet, you're still getting water everywhere.
Absolutely, and to me it's inconsiderate, especially if you don't clean up after that.
Right, I agree.
Which most men don't.
Yep. No, yeah. Well, we're men. I mean, what do you want from us?
We're men. We're allowed to do whatever we want.
I'm not saying we're allowed. I'm just saying we're inconsiderate. Hey, thanks so much for your call, Janet. We really appreciate it. Angie from St. Augustine. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great, Angie. What's your take on the whole situation?
Okay, I agree with the guy. I always get out of the shower and dry off, mainly so I don't slip and fall while I'm in the shower all wet.
Slip in, okay. So you open the door, you pull back the curtain, and you step out, and that way you don't slip and die while in the shower drying.
Exactly.
Off.
I fall in and I can't get up. You don't want that to happen. Especially if you're alone, you know, you never know what could happen.
All right.
But what's the difference between you actually showering and, you know, you're moving around in the shower and like,
that's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, I get when you're drying, you're like moving and you're
moving when you're washing your body too.
Yeah. I mean, I have a stand up shower. So like, there's really not anywhere for me to like hold on to.
Oh, okay.
Right. I gotcha.
So,
all right. Well, listen, be careful. Or, you know, or shower with a buddy. That way, if you fall, someone can help you back up.
That's my motto.
It's always fun to shower with a buddy.
That's right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. This is Stephanie from Mandarin. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, Stephanie. All right. So we had one caller say dry in the shower and another say dry out of the shower. Be the tiebreaker. What do you think?
Always keep the water in the tub. Always dry off in the shower. Always.
Yeah.
Always in the shower.
Yes. My husband does the same thing, and wet bathrooms are gross.
You
have to keep it dry.
I agree. Because especially if you're not the one showering and you go in there afterwards and you step in someone else's water, that's disgusting.
Someone else's water?
Right. Even worse if you have a one-bathroom home. So please, guys, keep it dry in there.
Yes.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 340-9595. Hey, Henry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
What is up, Henry? What'd you want to say?
Oh, man, I think Matt just needs to chill out. It's not even his house. He's losing future points with his potential future wife.
All great points.
Great advice.
That is great advice.
You know what I mean, just chill out. It's not even his crib.
All right. Hey, Henry, thanks so much for your call. Jeff from Palatka, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Good morning.
Great. What'd you want to say, Jeff?
Actually, Mark and Megan, I wanted to mention that I was in tune with the girl, which is kind of weird. Normally, I don't do that. But
yeah. No, I know.
No, you don't agree with
feel you.
Girls.
Yeah.
Right. The reason why is because if you think about it, you're tracking dirt and stuff, whatnot, over your bath mat during the day when you're walking in there, maybe brush your hair, use the restroom, whatnot. So if you dry off, you know, in the shower, either way, your feet are still going to get dirty, but you know what I mean? it's not going to have as much of a mess to clean up later.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I see what you're saying.
Like
I mean, you're never going to be 100% clean.
Right.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Right. Okay.
Well, that's why I hate feet, because you're standing in nasty bath water either way.
That's why you hate feet?
Yeah, I can't stand feet.
No. Dude, you so think like a girl.
No, dude, come on, man.
I'm just kidding, man. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. It's like every girl. Oh my God, I hate feet. They're so gross.
I don't love them either.
Rihanna.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, Rihanna. What's your take?
My take is life's too short to have arguments over something so simple as getting your feet wet because your boyfriend or husband didn't dry off in the shower.
Okay.
That's true. But people still
battles.
Do it.
You know, I mean, is she like going to get that mad about having wet feet? My wife does the same thing. I dry off in the shower. She dries off out of the shower. And if your feet get wet because the little bath mat's wet, hey, throw the bath mat up. It's going to dry. Your feet are going to dry. But don't argue over something so stupid.
Yeah. All right. You know what they need to do is come up with some kind, you know, like how when you go to the car wash and you're pulling out, there's that blower that blows all the water off of you.
That would be awesome.
Or like if you walk into, I don't know if you ever went camping, but sometimes they have like the fan at those old-timey restaurants that blow the bugs out when you open the door.
No, I've never been camping.
Oh, well.
Hang the bath mat up. It'll dry quickly.
Yeah. There should be something like where when you open the bathroom door, this big fan starts blowing, and as you walk out, it pushes the water back into the shower.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
I like that.
I'm going to patent that. Justin, Patent that. 340-9595. Ann, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Great, Ann. What'd you want to say?
I totally agree that water on the bath mat is, like, really icky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a solution for myself, whatever I wear to bed at night, could it be short T-shirt, pajamas, whatever, I place that on the bath mat, and when I'm getting out of the shower, I am stepping on that as opposed to stepping on the bath mat, leaving it wet for someone else.
Oh, on your clothes?
Yeah, the old clothes that I wear, they're going to go in the laundry to be washed anyway. So
oh.
I step on that when I get out of the shower.
You sleep in something different every night? That's a whole nother topic.
Wait, you don't?
No.
I
shower
what?
Before I go to sleep, so I put pajamas on and then I go to sleep.
Oh my God.
I wear them like a couple days in a row.
Oh my God. What?
That is not gross. Why is that gross? They're clean. I'm clean.
I shower at night. Yeah.
I'm still going to shower in the morning because at night you can be sweaty or anything.
Oh, I don't have that kind of time.
Okay, and hey, listen, I that's an interesting solution. I appreciate that, and thanks so much for calling. I still definitely think that the dryer that blows air on you as you walk out of the door is a better solution.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, we're definitely getting into this how you wear dirty clothes to bed every night.
It's not dirty. It's like two nights in a row, and I'm completely clean when I go to sleep.
But then you go to bed, and you sweat, and there's dirt. And
I don't have
bed bugs.
A lot of clothes to change every single night. Like, I don't know who has, like, a new pair of pajamas every single night to wear. Like, that's crazy. And I'm not doing laundry every day.
People that are sanitary.
That's nuts.
340-9595.
95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.